Blog Talk Radio.
The cost left my heart broken, so I had it closed for repairs. Wandering in my desert, your oasis appears. You're like a long cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I do. So can you feel it? Tell me I need to know.
Everybody, to another night of radio with Mark Rawson on Spiritual Connections Radio. You are listening to the show that we run on the third Tuesday of every month, which is called the Men's Spiritual Hour. We just are doing our second episode of this show, and the idea behind the show is really to interview different men to give their perspective on their spiritual journeys and to talk about the nature of spirituality. This evening we have a great guest lined up. Before we go to that, let me just give everybody our website. If you want to find out more about this show and other shows that are on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, if you go to that link, you can go back and listen to any of the replays, including this show or any other shows. They're all available. And there's a number of options available through the interface up there, such as being able to subscribe, get these available to you through MP3 download, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So you have many different ways of going back and listening to these at a later time. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Mike Snyder, who is our guest this evening. As you know, Mike is my host, or I should say my co-host, who works with me on the show on a monthly basis. Being the first two shows, we've taken turns interviewing each other. Next month, we'll start to bring in other guests from around the world to interview on the show. And with that, I'll say, Mike, how are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing really well.
So it's great to have you on the show, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know I've kind of talked to you about your journey and stuff, and if a lot of you out there aren't familiar with Mike's work, he's going to talk a lot about it this evening. But basically, he is able to channel music from higher realms and higher vibrations, actually channel and have it come out. And we're going to learn all the different ways, like how that started. We're going to talk about how he, how that process works. We're going to talk about, the different places that he's worked and all kinds of stuff like that. So what I was going to say is, for a lot of people who aren't familiar with Mike's work, you've probably caught him on some of the other radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. He is on every month, which is basically the second Tuesday. Is it the second Tuesday? All right. I think it's the second Tuesday, right, Mike? Yeah.
The St. Germain show is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So he's on with Brigida, and he'll actually be talking about Brigida and her center, some of the work he does there, and at some of the other locations around the country where he's been working. But he does the music for the Tuesday night show once a month, which is second Tuesday of every month, which is called the St. Germain Radio Show, which is carried here on Spiritual Connections Radio. And with that, Brigida channels the Ascended Master St. Germain to give messages to everybody as far as the future and how we can best serve the planet and help each other and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be hearing a little bit about that. So, with that introduction, Mike, I guess, why don't you go ahead and start from the beginning? I love hearing the story about how this whole process started as far as basically go ahead and introduce yourself, talk about the metaphysical background, the knowledge education, the certifications, and, briefly kind of talk about, what you do for your day job, which is a lot of us in the spiritual world are doing the same thing, and that is we have two jobs. We have what we call the day job and the spiritual job. So with that, go ahead and I'll hand it off to you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And, yeah, that is definitely a true fact there, dealing with a regular day job and then also molding the spirituality into it and going back and forth between the two. But to begin, basically, I like to just kind of describe a little bit of my work briefly. I'll go into it in more detail later. A brief synopsis of the healing work that I do is I do play music for individuals and for groups. It's very high vibrational music that I've played intuitively. And I play it according to the energy of the room or the energy of the person. And I play it purely for healing and relaxation purposes. Again, later on, we're also going to go into more detail about how I got on this journey. But it has all mixed in with my metaphysical background and the classes I've taken over the years. And just I've mixed it in with learning how to extract the energy from the music and meditation and so forth. So some of the stuff I've done over the years, I did start taking metaphysical classes in my early life. Even as early as a teenager, I started taking classes with a mentor that I had. And that is what kind of got my feet wet with meditation and with learning basically everything that has to do with the metaphysical world and past lives and reincarnation, all sorts of subjects that I got introduced to early on. And as I've been working through that through the years, I've taken all sorts of different subjects and so forth, and some of the things that I've taken is ritual initiation and sacred geometry, astral travel. I've taken several really wonderful dream interpretation classes from all sorts of different people, classes on crystals, and one that I'm working on right now by the beginning of July. Then I'm also going to be a Reiki master, so I'll be able to incorporate that more into my healing sessions. And I'm always looking for new things to try and to keep learning and keep moving forward and keep offering more in the healing aspects. And basically, for my day job, I have a career in IT, so I provide tech support to a local school district and go around different schools and fix computers and set them up and software and network, everything you can imagine with that aspect, and I've done that for quite some time. But basically what had happened is I've always kind of had that in my mind that I was always interested in the IT field, but I also always had an interest in the healing field and metaphysical, and I've always wanted to get to a point where I could kind of mold that together. So it's interesting how much of my computer skills have kind of helped me with the music as far as the recording and creating and things like that. So it's kind of neat in life how you start out with one thing and it kind of helps you move on to another. So I guess what we'll do, Mark, is I'll go in a little bit more detail about how I began the journey from childhood, if that sounds good to you.
Yeah, it sounds good. I want to hear how this all got started, especially the music piece.
Sure. Okay. Well, basically what had happened is to begin the story at an early age, I was about 7 years old, and my father at the time, I was adopted at 3 years old, so my adopted father had passed away when I was 7 years old. And so my mother and sister and I, we all went through some very difficult times after my father had passed. There was some counseling and things like that that we needed to do, especially in my case being so young and then trying to adjust and everything. So the one thing I like to mention about this particular story is when I was about 7 and 8 years old, we did go to several different counselors and some different medical establishments, some outreach programs and charity programs, those kind of counseling where you can get some help for free in some cases, or some of them, they're just there for people dealing with grief and so forth. So there was a couple different ones we went to that was specialized in helping children with grieving and so forth. And I do remember maybe about two or three times that we went to one particular session, and it seemed like every single time we went, I would actually get sick to my stomach. I'd have to run to the bathroom and have to throw up, and then all of a sudden the session was over and we'd have to leave. Sometimes we'd get maybe 5 minutes into it, and this would always happen to me. And, you know, so after that, we kind of started thinking about, you know, other ways to provide some counseling for me. And it just so happened that my mother, through a very close friend of the family, met a woman, put in contact with a woman who was a very metaphysical woman. She was a metaphysical teacher. She also did spiritual readings. She did healings. She did just about everything you can think of. And she did it for a good 40, 50 years of her life. Pretty much her whole life she did this. And she actually had started her journey when she was maybe in her 20s. She was alive at the time that Edgar Cayce was alive, so she actually had taken a couple classes of his when he had first developed the ARE, and then she moved into her journey beyond that. So we were just very fortunate to have this woman in our life for a good 20 years until she had passed away about 2-3 years ago. But again, we've attended all sorts of classes that she held on all sorts of metaphysical topics and earth healing and development topics, received healings from her, readings and so forth. And so what had happened with me is when I was about, by the time I was 8-9 years old, I started having a session with her, you know, maybe a few times a year. And, you know, at that point in my life, I was too young to understand or be able to have an actual reading or anything like that, although my mother was already beginning this. So I just had general counseling sessions with her, kind of similar to what I was going to before. But I had the advantage of having counseling sessions with her where she also had this psychic input. She kind of knew a little bit above and beyond that I ever would as a child about how to deal with, you know, the grieving of my father and all sorts of issues I had through grade school and different things like that. And I was actually able to record these sessions and listen to them later on. And so it was really a wonderful way for me to connect with somebody. And I was actually already getting my feet wet with the metaphysical world and not even really knowing it. And then over the years, I'd have general discussions with my mother also, and sometimes we'd kind of bring up past lives and other subjects that I started to have an interest in. Well, by the time I was in high school myself, maybe 16, 17 years old, at that point I finally decided I wanted to have my own very first reading, and that's what I did. And from that point on, I probably maybe had one once or twice a year for the next probably 15 years, you know, and going to her different classes probably by the time I started to be 18 years old. And it was great. It's something that I really felt connected to, and it really helped me begin on my journey that to make me the person I am today. So to go a little further in the story now, to incorporate the music aspect, again, if you want to start from childhood, I always had some kind of electric keyboard or electric piano ever since I was maybe, you know, again, 8-9 years old. I remember as a child going into all the local stores and always finding the most expensive, you know, electric keyboard on the shelf and going to play it. And sometimes I'd be disappointed because one didn't have batteries on it, wasn't plugged in, and then I couldn't play it. So you have to bug the person in the store to turn it on for me. So it was really fond memories. But there was also at that time in my life that, you know, I was offered piano lessons. And again, it was kind of weird. The piano lessons almost kind of worked out as the same way as those initial counseling sessions did. I'd take maybe one lesson, and then I would just, it wouldn't resonate with me. And then I would tell my mother, no, I don't like the lessons, and I don't want to play it the way they're telling me. I have play it the way that I like to do it. And I just was very stubborn. And from that point on, I just always had, again, some kind of electric keyboard or piano that I've always played and come up with my own melodies and just have done that for years. So to go a little farther down the road, I'd say maybe by the time I was in my early 20s, is I was doing more of the classes with our friend Robin, the one that was doing all the metaphysical classes for those 20 years. And as I got more and more into the metaphysical world and playing the piano, I kind of realized that there was energy in the music that I was playing. And I didn't only realize that from my own piano playing, but I also realized it from when I listened to some of my favorite pieces of music, especially some higher energy dance music and different things like that. Or even if I would go out to a some kind of restaurant or something where they'd be having the music and a dance floor, and I would feel the energy of the music and how it would make the people react and how happy they were when they were on the dance floor. And I was like, you know, there's more to this. The music's not just playing, but it's within you, and it's generating all sorts of healing powers here. It's generating something. And so I worked with that more and more as I played the music for myself for several years. And what I started to do then is I thought, you know what, I can actually combine some of my meditations along with the music. So as an example, in a lot of these metaphysical classes I was taking, we were always taught how to send light to other people. Such examples like if you see a car accident or you see some kind of issue going on, you know, maybe you pull over to the road far ahead out of the way and you sit and do a light meditation, you send light back to those people. Or you happen to have a pet, you know, that's sick, or you have a distant relative or friend that's sick, you know, through meditation you can always send that light and love energy through your heart, you know, at a distance. Well, I started to take that concept and combined it with my music. So sometimes I would hear of again, in my own life, a relative that was sick or a friend that was sick, or any even kind of situations in the world where maybe there'd be an earthquake or something like that. And I would take that concept and send that energy while I was playing the music. And I could feel the drama in the music according to the situation. Sometimes the music might even be a little darker sounding until I'd feel like a tunnel of light come in to try to just imagine what the people are going through and just try to help bring them that faith and just send that light in a way that they didn't even have to know that I was doing it. And so throughout the years, there were cases where, as I kind of talked to more close friends and family about this, they might have even asked me to purposely go into meditation and send that light, or sometimes I would do it just with permission from my own higher self and their higher self to do it. That's something we can get into later about when you want to send healing and asking permission for that, because it's a very important thing to do, that you do it as long as it's accepted by the other parties. And that's just, again, another little description of some of the things that were going through my head as I did this. Now, again, up until, I'd say, about maybe 2004, 2005, I was doing this all on my own, in my own privacy of my own home. Didn't play in front of friends too often. Had a lot of other friends that were musically talented, but again, I wasn't playing your Beethoven or anything, kind of any popular rock songs or anything by anybody else. Again, I was just playing this own sequence of music that I'd learned on my own intuitively as it came to me, strictly for healing purposes. So if we fast forward around 2005, that's basically when I had started at a New Age center, and I met a lot of my friends that I'm still very good friends with today. And as I started working with people at this store in Allentown, Pennsylvania, I met so many wonderful people, and they did all sorts of great sessions there, from Reiki and healing and massage. And it's where I met my very good friend Brigida that we were talking about, and she had started her classes there doing the channeling. And through this process of working with them there for many years, I got more and more comfortable with them and talked about, you know, the things that I did with the music in my own privacy. And they had encouraged me to start playing in front of other people, to start playing during their healing share nights. They would have these nights where they would have all the practitioners come and have a night just for them to work on each other. And during the healing shares, I would play the music and contribute to it that way. And that kept growing and growing to eventually where I started playing the music for different classes, for my friend Brigida and some other friends of mine, and also a metaphysical church that I'll talk about a little bit later that's here in the Pennsylvania area also. And they also encouraged me to start doing these sessions on people privately, one-on-one sessions. And I also get a little more detailed into that later on. But that's basically kind of, in a nutshell, how I got to where I'm at. And I think it's a great story to share because, again, if we go in regards to the purpose of our show here with men's spirituality, there could be many of us that have different stories of how we've gotten into our spiritual path, wherever it began. And I think it's important to share that with other fellow men and other fellow women and whoever we feel comfortable with, because I think out of this whole story, the thing that I'm most grateful for is, had I not been connected with my friends at that New Age Center originally, who knows, maybe today I'd still be here playing the music by myself and not still afraid to go out and share it or do anything or think that I wasn't good enough because I wasn't traditionally trained, you know. But again, I'm very grateful because now I've been able to share it and have music on my website and through all sorts of different classes, and it just keeps growing, and it's just a really, really wonderful feeling inside to know that what I can do to heal for myself, I can also do to help other people. But with that, Mark, I'm going to hand it back to you for a couple more minutes, and I think you were interested in maybe playing a piece.
Thank you. I was going to say thank you for sharing that story with us, and we definitely we have tons of questions for you.
Okay.
Before we do that, let's go ahead and play one of the music samples. I think the first one is called I named it Sweet Light for some reason. And we're going to go ahead and play. It's just a short little clip for everybody. But before we do that, can you kind of give people some background on how this music comes to you and what it feels like when you actually, you know, close your eyes and actually, you know, what I call channel this music?
Yeah. I'll give you an example right off the bat. The Sweet Light, which is the piece that we're going to play, that's actually a clip from a live music meditation that I played at a metaphysical church here in Pennsylvania. And a synopsis of that was, we had a service there, a metaphysical healing service, and they did a guided meditation at the very end of the meditation where they had everybody go inside themselves, and they wanted everybody to talk to their spirit guides. They had me play the music for about 15 minutes. And this is what came to me intuitively live at the meditation. And it was just such a very breathtaking sequence that I really liked, that I've used this clip in many different places to show people, to give people an example of what the music can be, especially at some of its highest frequency and vibration. But in general, what I do play music at different group meditations, and again, I mentioned how I do them in the private sessions. And what I do is I start by either working with the energy of the person or the energy of everybody in the room, even the feeling of what's going on in the room. Sometimes you could be in a room full of people and it can start out pretty tense because everybody's minds are pretty busy at energy, or if I'm working on a person individually, a lot of times their mind might be kind of flying all over the place. And so what I feel come over me is I start playing the music, usually probably a little bit faster. I start out with a piano. And what I do is I try to take that busy energy, and by playing the music, I start to slow things down a little bit. I start to slow things down, and then I gradually go into higher and higher vibrational frequency instruments on the electric keyboard. And what that does is that starts to help clear the person's mind, starts to help bring their heart rate down a little bit, and it starts to get them into a more of a relaxed space. And it's kind of very hard to describe exactly how I feel and do it, but I do. And I'm just very guided, and I do believe I have spirit guides working with me as to what instrument and how slow and how fast to go so that it's in the most comfortable fashion for the person or the persons in the room experiencing the music. And as an example, you know, there are times when I'm getting very deep into a high vibrational sequence with my music, like let's say I'm using my strings instrument. Sometimes I get a little warning in the back room from spirits like, no, okay, don't play this anymore. Play a little bit lower because, you know, you don't want to blow everybody up, you know, with, you know, figuratively speaking, so that everybody doesn't kind of get too spaced out is the term that I want to say, is that you want to keep everybody on task with what you're doing. That's basically how it comes to me. So for each person I work on, it's almost like a story coming to me through the music. It's a story, and it's spiritual guidance, and the music is leading them through going into deeper and deeper layers of themselves. And, you know, Mark, I've done so many sessions on you. I've been very grateful to work with you, and I think you kind of attest to what I'm talking about when I talk about going through a story and different layers of yourself.
Definitely. I think we should talk about what a session's like, and you know, talk about when you do that initial channeling in the beginning, like when that started, and what that would, you know, how that felt, and all that. So, with that, if it's okay with you, I want to go ahead and just play this clip for everybody called "Sweet Light," so they can hear some of your music if they've never heard it before.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead and play that. Incredible piece, and I was actually pretty happy to see it kind of play out. I know we've done some music, especially with you doing the live music with Brigida's, what we call the Saint Germain Radio Show, which is on the second Tuesday of every month. And I know sometimes it's almost like the frequency of a high level of the music being channeled actually kind of blows out the Blog Talk Radio's ability to actually play it. So
yeah, it's like off the charts.
Yeah, the only other time I've seen that is, you know, we had Goldman on to do his music a couple months ago, and it was like every piece we played was basically shutting down. It's almost like it shut down the sound system for the radio. So we were just like, wow, this is very, very powerful stuff. I don't know if it would be helpful to do it this way, but, you know, since I've had a session with you, would you like to kind of describe what it's like to work with clients, or do you want me to describe what it's like to actually be one of your clients, some of the experiences that I've had?
I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to just spend a moment talking a little bit more about the session, and then, yeah, I would love to have you to share your experience. So what I'd like to start out by talking about is, so everybody kind of understands a little bit more about how the session works. First off, there are several different places where I hold the sessions. My friend Brigida does have a center in Clinton, New Jersey, so I offer the sessions out of there. Sometimes, occasionally, I offer them out of St. John's Church of Faith, which is the metaphysical church I've been speaking about in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And also through St. John's, twice a year they have a metaphysical spiritual holistic expo in the fairgrounds in Allentown. And there's I set up there from time to time for a couple days and a weekend and offer the sessions. And there's also been other cases where there's been some other locations that have me come, and sometimes I've even set up in a person's house and done sessions all day where we do four or five in a row. But the way it works is I have a massage table that the client lays on, and what I also have is I use my electric keyboard, and I use my laptop computer, and I also have a set of special noise-canceling headphones, and those come in very handy when I'm at a noisy expo to block out all the outside noise. And so the client will wear those headphones that's connected to my piano and the computer. And what we'll do is we'll begin the session, and usually for the first 5 minutes of the session, I usually put my hands on the shoulders of the client, and I just center and balance myself. And I just let the spiritual energy come through me, and I open myself up to to my spirit guides and their spirit guides for any kind of personal messages that come through. And usually the messages are fairly short. Sometimes they're a few sentences. Sometimes I might be several minutes long. But with every client I have, I always find it very fascinating because especially when I work on somebody for the first time that I've never met before, I can get some really interesting messages that I have no clue as to what it means personally or why I'm saying it, or, you know, sometimes you even wonder, wow, you know, where is this coming from? And then I tell the person, and they'll have an immediate action right away. It's like it just always seems to just flow and go directly with what's going on in their life, or it's the message that's meant to be brought to them at that time. So that's how the session begins with the channeled information. And then the second part of the channeling, of course, is with the music. Again, I'm playing to whatever I'm guided to feels as the best for them at that moment. So once we begin the music part of the session, again, the person is laying on the table with the headphones. And while I'm playing the music, which is usually around a half-hour session or so, sometimes 45 minutes, they'll hear everything through the headphones from start to finish. And while it's being played, I'm also recording it to the computer. So then when the session's all done, I give the person the option of taking the session home on a CD with them or flash drive, email, however is the best way for them to get the music to take with them, and then they can listen to that to go to sleep at night, meditate, or whatever works for them the best. So that's just a general overview of the more technical end of the how-to and what happens with the session. But, yeah, Mark, I would really love to hear you describe as being when the clients that I've worked with, the kind of experience you have, maybe you could describe starting from the point where I give you the channeled messages into the point where the music begins and then starts to reach its height, and, you know, if you've ever even lost consciousness, you know.
Yeah, you know, before I go into that, what I'd like you to do, if you could, is just kind of share with everybody when you first started channeling and what that experience was like.
You know, that's a very good question, because I remember a time I had Brigida, when she was started her early work at this New Age shop that I was talking about, she had started teaching a channeling class. And so I remember the first time that I took that, and I knew back then that I could do it. Again, I kind of only did it for myself or did it with a couple close people, but I never did it in front of other people, especially other people I didn't know. And the first time I had that class, and she had us, maybe there's four or five people in the class, team up with another partner who was another person that we didn't know or knew nothing about, never met before. And in front of the group, we needed to channel a message for them. And I was very nervous, and I just remember the messages that I channeled for this person as they were, it was almost like they were in tears when I was done, because it was just so accurate, so right on for what they needed to hear at the time. And I think that's when I knew that I needed to gain more confidence in it and not just do my music, but continue with the channeling the words for people as well.
Yeah. Are you able to do this work remotely? Like, can you do this for anybody around the world who wants to pay you to do this so that they can have this experience? And how do they find out about your services? What's your website?
Okay. Well, when it comes to doing a remote session, I've done it in two different fashions. Before I had the capability to do it with Skype and live over the internet, and I can still do this if necessary, I've actually arranged it with the person on the other end that you know, I'd have a brief conversation with them on the phone and talk about their situation or whatever they wanted to talk about. And then I would set aside, you know, half an hour, hour of my time to play the music and play the session. And I would remotely, almost kind of like remote viewing, but with their permission, remotely connect to their spirit and play the music that was necessary for them as if they were sitting right next to me. And then after that, I record the session and then either send it to them on a CD or email, however that works. But now that we have the Skype capability, it's still more in the experimental stage. But if anybody is interested, we can also try to arrange a Skype session where I can play the music live. And while I'm playing it live, I do record it, and then we send you the recording and so forth. The problem with the Skype session is sometimes there's a little bit of limitations in that the other person has to have just as fast of an internet speed as I do. And when I do set up a Skype session with somebody, we just have a little test run before we have a actual session set up just to make sure that the technical requirements are met and that we can do that live. In regards to the regular channeling, like if I'm channeling information for somebody, you know, just with words or just speaking, that's not a problem over Skype or telephone or anything like that. A lot of times I can do the channeling in person over the telephone or Skype and then just play the music in private and then send the copy of the recording to him also. So there's several different options for anybody who's not in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area where I work physically to do things remotely. And, to give you that information of where to get to see everything that I do, my website is www.mikesnyderpc.com. That's Mike Snyder for Cosmic Creations is the name of the website. And you'll find all sorts of downloads of my CDs on there that are available for purchase. You'll find a lot of free downloads of different classes that I've played music at, classes my friend Brigitte and I do are also up on the site, and some more information about myself.
Excellent. So, you know, with that, what I'll do is I'll just kind of explain to everybody what it's like to have that experience, because I've had a number of occasions to go to the center in Clinton, you know, at Brigitte Center, both for events and hear you play live with a group, but also to do the one-on-one sessions. And, you know, basically what that experience looks like to me is you end up going into this beautiful place. There's a massage table. You basically get to lay down on this nice massage table. It's got a really good atmosphere with all the different supporting ascended masters, you know, the candles lit, and just a great ambiance of the whole experience. And, you know, Mike's sitting there with this computer and his huge keyboard and all the electronics set up and everything like that. And you basically what you do is you lay on the table, and he does a quick little sound check just to make sure the volume's right for you, because for some people, when he hits some of the higher vibrational levels, the higher instruments or something like that, if the music is set too high, it can be a little too sensitive for some people. So he likes to do a little test before he gets started to kind of just make sure that everything that's where it needs to be. So you lay on the table and you put this beautiful set of Bowie's headphones on you, noise canceling, you know, the nice $500 ones. And you basically, as soon as you put those on, you don't hear anything at all. You could be basically in the middle of New York City. And it just, like you said, it's perfect for when you do the trade shows or, you know, the spiritual shows, because of all the noise and everything you could be going on, you wouldn't even hear anything like that. So, you know, you're laying on the table. He does a quick little test. After you adjust the volume, you get it right where you like it. You take the headphones off, and he basically stands behind you and puts his hands on your shoulders. And at that point, what he's doing is he's kind of just reading your energy. It's very interesting because I'll talk a little bit, you know, when we start talking about when the music starts, about how there's the interaction. I'm sure Mike will add to that as far as with the vibrational effect is of starting with feeling your energy and then channeling the music based on that. But, you know, before you get to that, he basically just puts his hands on your shoulders and then he's able to connect in with you. And then he'll just verbally give you a message that comes through. And that message that comes through is just, you know, can be, you know, some type of story or a little bit of a you know, something that kind of unfolds for you. And I think, you know, because I've done a number of sessions with Mike, I think what is really exciting about it is lots of times whatever the message is, that the music that's played afterwards is actually channeled through, has something to do with supporting that vision or whatever it was that was coming through. So, you know, after he gives you the message, you basically put on the headphones and he starts playing the music. What I wanted to describe to you, which I was about to a few minutes ago, is that it's really interesting. Mike, you could probably add into this in a minute or so, is that it's my understanding that what really is going on is that when you initially check in with the energy, you basically know where the energy is at. The music gets channeled based on that. The channel music itself actually impacts the body and the vibration of the body, actually shifting the vibration in the body, which then circles back and actually changes the vibration and shifts the energy of the music that's being channeled. So there's like a, you know, okay, the body's like this, okay, the music comes in, the music actually raises the body to a higher vibration. Then the energy understands the body's at this higher vibration. It then goes and adjusts a whole different level into the music. That higher vibration music actually shifts the body more. The body adjusts to a higher vibration, and then the music adjusts again. And it's this back and forth dance that's actually occurring on the channel music, where the body is actually, and the energy in the body is actually being influenced in a positive way. There's this beautiful energy in this channel music that's coming through. So,
yeah, that's a great description.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, and that, yeah, that's a wonderful description, because that's exactly what is happening. Is the sometimes the whole first half of the session is more about just getting the person into a state of relaxation, slowing their body down, slowing the mind down, and also getting into that place of trust. Because when you start working with such high, pure, divine energy like that, you get to a point where, I don't know if I want to say you're taking your defenses down necessarily, but you just feel like you're in a warm blanket, that you're cared for, and you take all your fear away and all your worries, and that's when you can just be open to just the most powerful healing, just allowing yourself to just experience spirit coming through you and loving you and just giving you that pure energy and telling you what a wonderful being you are and just giving you hope for being able to just, you know, heal yourself and do whatever you want to accomplish in life. And when you get to that height of the music, you know, towards the end, it really feels like you're not being held back any longer, you know. And that's what I love, even when I play it for myself or even when I'm in the session and feeling it for the person, I always feel like I'm cheering them on. I'm like, wow, you know, this is you're getting something awesome here. You're opening yourself up. You're seeing what happens when the heart opens, and that's the goal of it. And that's why I like the fact about the recording, to be able to for my clients to be able to go back and listen to that and have that experience again. And for my clients like you, Mark, you know, that come back each time, you know, it's different every time. Each time I work on the same person again, they're at a different point in their lives. There's different things going on, and sometimes spirit has a different focus or something else they want to work on healing-wise with them. And in some cases, you know, it's some sessions are even more powerful than the previous one, because they know that since I saw them last, they can handle more lighter. They can handle a higher vibration without it really affecting them, you know, that would harm them or anything like that. So, yeah, Mark, mm-hmm. I really, really appreciate your description there.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, with the number of sessions I've done, I've had everything from experiences where I can feel myself kind of just sitting there listening to the music and everything like that. There's been certain times where I've actually, I don't want to say blacked out, but, you know, it's kind of drifted in and drifted out. And
There's no memory of it, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, from an intention point of view, or what I feel is going on, is there's actually points where my guides will actually pull me on my body as the body is being vibrationally adjusted. Just, it's kind of like, you know, you can see almost like a little sign on the side of the road saying the person has left the body for their safety, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, not to say that any of this is dangerous, but it is really powerful vibrational healing work that's taking place. And you know, the great thing that I really enjoy about it is that for every session I've had the ability to walk away with an MP3 or a CD, so that I can go back and actually listen to it. And I actually have a whole library on my iPhone of all the different sessions I've been to. And now I go back, like you said, I go back and I experience some of those. So I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit because there is a couple things I want to cover before the show is over. And we're kind of running out of time really quickly here. So what I'd like to do is play another music sample for everybody. It's called Ascension. And before I get to that, can you just give everybody like a 1 minute on what this was about?
Oh, sure. The Ascension, this is actually a piece from one of my music CDs. And what you'll hear in the music and the purpose of this sequence is it's lifting you up. Just like when we talk about Ascension and being lifted up, it's a good example of if you're having like a private session with me or you're in a group session of what you're going to hear towards the end as the vibration of the music is getting stronger and stronger, and getting you more relaxed and feeling more trusted in spirit and so forth. So this will be a good example to give you just a little taste of what this experience is like when we're about, you know, 3/4 way through a session with me.
All right. So, and remind me again, where was this one actually recorded?
This came from, I believe it was from my CD on my website called Transformation of Mount Fuji. But a lot of my CDs have similar sequences to this. So it's not just restricted to that one particular CD that you would hear something of this nature.
All right. So we're going to listen to the Ascension clip. I love that. That's an incredible piece.
Oh, thank you.
So, all right. So I want to make sure I cover everything here. So tell me what it feels like as far as the actual channeling of the music as it compares to you doing an individual session, let's say, like working with me versus doing something where you're providing the background music at an event where Brigitte is channeling at the center in New Jersey.
Well, yeah, it definitely is different because when I'm working with the person individually, you know, we pretty much covered describing that, how I'm feeling when it's appropriate to go to different high level vibrational instruments and how to work with that. When I'm doing it with the group, yeah, it is actually a lot different because a lot of the times there's two different scenarios. I'll either be playing the music for the introduction. So the way that works is like when we're starting a meditation class, we'll have some words spoken in the beginning and Brigitte will do her introduction. And then we'll get to the part where we say, okay, you know, they'll turn to me and then I'll start playing the piano, and I actually have a couple of other instruments that I use also. I have a Tibetan singing bowl. I also have a new instrument that I just got recently called a tank drum that has a different vibrational sounds to it as well. And so I use a combination of those instruments in the beginning to get everybody started off to help clear their mind. So what I play there is almost kind of similar to what I'd play at the beginning of a private session. but it's more of a condensed, shorter form. And the way I begin that is I'm actually feeling the energy of the group in a room, the energy of a group as a whole. And if you have a larger group especially, you might have a lot of people that just came from work or their minds are all over the place. And I can kind of just feel all that in the air, whether there's tension or what's going on. And, you know, I'll probably begin playing pretty rapidly until I, again, just start going higher vibration, playing slower and slower, getting everybody to that point, to that peak where they're starting to open up and relax and start to open their hearts and let the information be received. So then the second part is when we start doing a, and whether it's with Brigitte or most of the kind of classes that I play for, we do this. There'll be Brigitte or whoever's hosting the meditation will do a guided meditation, spoken meditation, usually while they're in a channeled state. And I will be playing the music in the background while that channeling is going on. And the channeling is usually providing everybody in the room with a journey to go on, an inner journey. And I'm playing the music along with that journey. And that is can be challenging sometimes because I need to physically hear what they're saying and what's going on. And then I also need to make sure that I'm playing at the appropriate volume so that I'm playing loud enough for everybody here, but not too loud that I'm playing the music, you know, over top of the words that they're speaking. So there is more, there is a lot of attentiveness I need in the physical aspect with that. But as we get progressed more and more into the to the journey into a meditation like that, there's a lot more sequences where I'm able to play louder, and we have different times when there are no words being spoken and I'm supposed to play for 10 or 15 minutes, and that is just amazing channeling that energy, because at that point then I'm not only channeling the energy to work with the people in the room, but we're also all affected by those spiritual masters that have been speaking all this time. And they're kind of guiding me, and at that point, like if it's Saint Germain that Brigitte is channeling, for instance, he's there guiding me and kind of helping me through what's appropriate to play and what's too loud and what isn't too loud, what's too high vibration, what isn't, and so forth to get the effect that everybody needs to have.
Okay. So, you know, just kind of going to talking about some of your journey and, you know, the aspects of being a man, what do you think has been, you know, as far as a teacher, has been the most influential teacher you've had in your journey so far?
I would have to say the teacher I had as a mentor for those first 20 years of my life, you know, from being a teenager on until, you know, the end of my 20s, early 30s, the woman, her name again was Robin. It was just wonderful to work with her and to work with somebody too who was much older like that, that was experienced in this field for so many years. And I just really am so grateful to her. But then, you know, it's hard to just pick one, because I am also very grateful to everybody else I've worked with throughout the New Age Center that I worked with for a while, and Brigitte and some of the other friends that I have. But I do have a special place in my heart for that first mentor that I have, because that's how I got off the ground, and that's how I was able to really kind of get tuned into this at an early age, that I was able to go as far as I have with everything that I have today.
Now, what do you think as far as your own personal growth? What spiritual tool for you has been the most influencing as far as your own movement forward?
I think one thing that has helped a lot is when I'm around a lot of my other friends in the field and being in the groups, when I'm around more like-minded people, I mean, it's just so refreshing. It's just it's really a wonderful inspiration and very positive. And as I meet more people in this field that I can talk to freely about this, it just helps so much. But, you know, the interesting part about it is the way life is you're going to have people that are interested in this, and you're going to have people that aren't. And it doesn't make anybody good or bad or anything like that. But, you know, the way I've always handled it in life is, you know, when somebody's interested in this path and they ask questions and they want to know more about me, then I share. But, you know, if I come across people that are kind of like really closed off to it, or maybe you bring something up and you can tell they're not comfortable with it, I don't push the issue. I let them be where they're at with it, and that's fine. So I guess what it is living in that duality like many of us do, working a regular 9-to-5 job where you may know some people that are into this field and some that aren't, and then also having the other side where I get to do this wonderful work in these spiritual groups. You know, when I'm in the regular 9-to-5 daily kind of grind, sometimes it's easy to try to maybe forget or get a little disconnected or lose some faith and stuff. And you know, I try to really work with that I don't forget what feels true to me, you know, and what really mm-hmm. feels true to me in doing my work.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the key that's kind of been able to pull you through some tough times in life?
I'll tell you what, not just having great friends and family and like-minded people, but sometimes even just the music, you know. If I've come home after a long day or you get some depressing news or even if my health, you know, I get to a point where I'm not feeling so well, there's been times where I've gone into the music and the thing about it is, you know, as we've talked about this the whole night, I talk about the healing music and how it, you know, how positive it is for you. There's times I'll go on the piano, I'll just belt out the most depressing thing you've ever heard and play that for hours. It'll make me feel better. You know, it's actually coming out of the darkness and into the light. You know, I kind of do a session for myself, and I may play something that sounds very dark sounding, but by the end I might start playing something that sounds a little bit more uplifting then, you know, kind of transitioning into it. So just taking that frustration out and on an instrument, you know.
Sounds good. One particular way
to do it.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing everything about your journey and everything. I'm really much looking forward to working with you on future radio shows. With that, I know you have a couple CDs that are available and everything. Can you tell people where your website is so they can go find your music?
Oh, sure. Again, my website is www.mikesnidercc.com.
And everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is the Men's Hour, which is held on the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. All our shows and all other shows are available through the same live link for going back and listening to the replay. So if you missed any part of this, you can go back and listen to the show again. And for some of you who might have missed Mike's website link, if you go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com, you will see a link on the main page for him under the section for his show that he does with Brigida, which is the St. Germain radio show. And you'll see the link and some more history on him. So, Mike, it was great having you on, and thanks for sharing your story. And so doing, you know, having a great show.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
All right, everybody, have a great night. And you've been listening to the Men's Spiritual Hour, and thank you for listening.
The cost left my heart broken, so I had it closed for repairs. Wandering in my desert, your oasis appears. You're like a long, cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I